And now it's time for this week's talking point. Ruth Frankomar looks at a new study which has brought some surprising estimates of the numbers of immigrants coming to the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic has traditionally been quite a homogeneous country with just a small number of foreigners living here, but that picture is changing and fast. 12 years from now, immigrants and their families could make up nearly 8% of the Czech population, and by 2065, the share may reach as much as 30%. That is, at least according to a study by demographers from Charles University. Indeed, last year saw the biggest influx of registered immigrants in this country's history, with some 84,000 people coming to live and work here. But is the Czech Republic ready to accept and accommodate this wave? Tomáš Kučera is one of the people behind the study. He explains how he conducted his research.
We asked the question ourselves, how many immigrants should come to Czech Republic in the future to keep some population parameters constant in time. And this number, this 30%, it corresponds with the requirement to keep the total number of population constant. And according to our forecast, we would need in the future, in following 60 years, to import to the country approximately 3 million of foreigners to keep this 10.2 or 10.3 million of inhabitants we have today.
Does it mean that the number of Czechs will be decreasing then?
The natural reproduction is in minus in our country. Not today, actually, but it is only temporary effect. And in the future, near future, after the year 2010, we have to expect again the decrease of Czech population or people born in Czech Republic by natural change. It means there will be more death than birth again. It means that this number, this 30% of foreigners in population in the year 2065 in Czech Republic, is quite a realistic number.
There are currently over 400,000 foreigners with long-term or permanent residence living in the Czech Republic. Approximately 30% of them are Ukrainians, followed by Slovaks and Vietnamese. In fourth and fifth place are Russians and Poles. There are thought to be approximately 20,000 of each living in the country. The number of recently arrived Slovaks, however, is expected to fall in the future because of an economic upturn back in their homeland. So who will be the people coming in the future? Tomáš Kučera again.
It very much depends on the immigration policy of this country, of course, from one side. From the other side, the immigration is quite strongly related to the fact that there exist these social networks. And therefore, from this, we can expect a further raise of the number of Ukrainians and probably also Vietnamese.
Lida Bobisudová of the Organization for Aid to Refugees says the estimates might be a bit exaggerated. On the other hand, she admits that more and more foreigners don't come just because it is easier to make money here, but they settle here for good. The Organization for Aid to Refugees has just completed a project called Work in Prague, focused on helping immigrants to find better jobs. Part of the project was a survey asking immigrants about their work experience. What exactly did it find out?
For example, that all of them have had experience with working at the black labor market. And also we find out that it's quite hard for foreigners to use their qualification here at the labor market, that they have almost no chance to use their qualification from country of origin, and that only young people with diploma from Czech universities has chance to use their qualification. So in this project we try to help people to get suitable job.
One of the people who came to the Czech Republic and is doing quite well is Svetlana Romanova from Ukraine, who now speaks accentless Czech.
The first job I had here in the Czech Republic was through a contractor. It was a short-term job in Brandy Snad Labem. We picked cucumbers and tomatoes. It was a terrible job. Then I moved to Prague and started to work in a restaurant, and I've worked in this business ever since. Because I was a single mother, the state was more helpful than it would have otherwise been. Now my son and I have permanent residence permits and everything is okay. Although she says she was lucky, the beginnings were not always easy.
Určitě se mi stalo víckrát, že když jsem třeba žádala o místo po telefonu,
že It happened to me several times that when I asked for a job over the phone and I told the employer I was from Ukraine, he would hang up. But if I went there in person, the employer wouldn't guess where I was from. He would judge me by my looks and my behavior and everything would go well.
Posoudil podle toho, jak člověk vypadá, jak se člověk chová a bylo to tam prostě v pořádku.
Another foreigner I spoke to was Mirvais Ali, who came to the Czech Republic from Afghanistan for a rather unexpected reason and now has a good employment here.
I moved to the Czech Republic about 2.5 years ago. I used to work with the Czech people in Afghanistan with Chulvik Vitisny, and so that's why I just moved here. I met a girl there, so and that's why I came here with her. I had nice income in Afghanistan, so I didn't have to really move.
What did you do after you came? Did you look for a job?
Well, I tried to find some jobs from the internet. I sent my CV and everything, and then I got the job. So it was not really difficult, and I think it was a luck for me. But I know some people, they have problems here finding a job because of being an Afghan or being from Iraq or India. It's difficult, I know that. But I think for me it was a luck.
Do you think this was because of your qualification?
Well, yeah, I've studied only till high school, but I didn't go to university because of the situation in Afghanistan and economy, everything, so I had to really work. But I work for the non-governmental organizations for almost 5-6 years in Afghanistan. So that was my qualification, and that was experience which I had, and that's how I got the job, because when I had interview, they said, okay, you had really good experiences and your English is quite good, so I think you will get the job soon, and then that's how I got the job.
Are you actually helping out your family at home?
Yeah, 100%, because in my family only my father works and gets $50-$60 a month, which is not enough even for, like, I don't know, breakfast for my family, because we are 7 people now, so I really have to support my family, which is what I'm doing now.
The stories of Mirvais and Svetlana may give the impression that immigrants in the Czech Republic are not doing badly at all. But with many more set to come in the future, does the country have the capacity to accept the anticipated wave of immigrants? Lida Bobesudová again.
So I think that our society is not prepared for immigration from countries of different culture and different religion. We can expect people from ex-Soviet Union, we can live together with people from Ukraine or Russia because they have similar culture, religion, they look like us. But I think the society is not prepared to live with people from different cultures, different religion. We tolerate people that are living in our way. We are tolerating people until they show their differences.
Ms. Bobesudová says that it is quite natural to fear the unknown. The only way to overcome that fear is raising public awareness and opening a wider public debate, something, she adds, the Czech Republic is still missing.